to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another exciting Suds segment.
Do we have to?
Yes. Where we drink beer and we talk about it. Sounds easy, right? Well,
we're professionals.
You try doing two things at once. Just say it. No? No comments? No,
you guys
things?
Are doing two?
I'm just drinking beer.
Did anybody else hear that rooster?
Squirrels, or roosters in this case. Well, I am one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. Joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
I'm still trying to figure out where this rooster's coming from.
He woke up late.
He's a 2 o'clock kind of rooster.
He's on Pacific time.
He had a hard night last night.
He must have. Good old boy, Mike.
You know, I just came back from Evanston, and so I'm well attuned to this flight that we're going to go through here. So,
yay. Good old boy, Drew.
I'm sorry. The rooster's really...
It's just really distracting you, man?
It's cockamamie, yeah. You know, a little bit. Yeah.
Good old boy, Dave.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
Do we need to put the rooster on mic? I mean, he's on mic already.
I don't
already.
Think we need to.
I was about to say. Yeah.
For those of you tuning in that don't quite understand, next door we have a, and we don't live in the country, though.
That's funny.
We sound like we live in the country at the moment.
That dude is going off right
he
now,
he is.
Man.
He's... Yeah.
He's letting everybody know.
Yeah. It's midday.
Is he playing Teddy Pendergrass or Beyonce? I can't really quite figure out.
Oh, I think we're in trouble now.
I think it's Barry White.
All right,
we should have Barry White. Yeah.
No further pecker jokes.
Hot chocolate. Wow. Salty what?
Okay. Moving on. Today's episode is a takeover of Dovetail Brewery in Chicago, Illinois. Our good friend... Good old gal Dawn.
Yeah, hi. She made the radio.
She did.
That's right.
She was kind enough to haul these beers back to Nash Vegas for us. Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a bit about Dovetail Brewery?
Although we hail from Chicago, we met in Munich at the Domens Institute while studying for our master brewer certifications. While bonding over the great beers and food of Bavaria, we soon discovered a mutual respect for the traditional brewing methods of continental Europe, Rheinheitsgebot, as two educated brewers cut from similar stock. You all right there, buddy?
Not so rooster.
We decided to join our talents and shared vision into a stronger form, like a dovetail joint. Our goal is to produce beer of the highest quality, similar to the level of craftsmanship found in fine woodworking. We are merging continental European styles and techniques with American creativity, America, to produce the kind of beers found in small, family-run breweries in Europe.
I think there's a Lee Greenwood song in the background of this. What do you think, you know? Yeah.
I think that the dovetail joint is the classic symbol of quality and craftsmanship, Michael.
Mm.
It is what we strive to bring to our beer. As two brewers joining together, to make a stronger form.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
We are open-hearted alchemists.
You should invite me to this marketing meeting.
What is an open-hearted alchemist? Is that where they keep the educated brewers?
Yeah, sure.
It's where they keep people from Wisconsin.
So we savor life through a passion for brewing and brew like monks minus the vows and believe that brewing is a fine balance of art and science, hard work and fun, and not Oxford commas. We respect both traditional brewing methods and modern brewing creativity to create sublime beers that play on all the senses and uplift our customers' grammar.
So I was thinking of what would that be like at the Domins Institute for the Master Brewer certification? You know, I mean, what is, you know, when you put the grain in the pot and we boil it, and then when you're done,
you
pull the grain out and repeat.
I mean, it's a lot of leather pants and screaming.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You know,
yeah. I thought they said they didn't take the vows.
Yeah, true.
You know, I just, I'm sure it's a lovely educational program, but I just, you know, how much does it take you to learn how to dump grain in and pull spent grain out that you need a master certification?
Gentlemen. There's a little bit more to it.
I'm really? I've met a lot of brewers and they say that's
I'm
what they do.
I'm pretty sure it's more about telling other guys to dump the grain in.
So,
get the grain
in. Management.
So you're saying you go through the class, you don't have to pull the spent grain out or put it in there.
You don't go to Germany to learn how to shovel grain. Buddy, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I will say that the Dovetail Brewery beers that we're going to be trying today.
Look at Drew keeping us on.
Include a Saison.
Nice.
A Helles Lager.
Nice.
A Vienna style.
Nice.
A Kolsch style ale.
Nice.
And I know that Dave is particularly looking forward to the Hefeweizen.
Oh, yeah.
All those bananas.
We might have a bonus beer or two.
I agree. Yeah.
Depending upon how bad the Hefeweizen is for Dave.
I go bananas for Hefeweizen.
Yeah. What do you call that? A porch beer? Ha.
Weak.
Thank you, Drew.
That's worthy of a rim shot.
I'm trying to emulate your voice.
But you know what?
You'll
go back afterwards and insert it anyways.
Might as well just get it over with.
Yeah. All right.
Did you get consent?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not talking about the bananas anymore.
Oh, sorry. I got to keep up. The cock rooster is bothering me.
I don't ask Dave if he feels violated. I just go for it.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Good old boy. Good old boy Kendall, please give us the ratings for today.
Your most German Chicago accent.
I don't think I can do a Chicago accent, but here's the ratings. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but an old style.
Nice.
2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I like Kendall's, like Kevin Costner. Like they put him in a movie and they're like, "Hey, you need to do this British accent or whatever." And he still just sounds like Kevin. He's like, "I'm Kevin Costner. I sound like Kevin Costner.
I'm going to stare at the camera and brood."
Like I'm Robin Hood. Okay, I talk like this
while staring at the camera and brooding.
Yes, of course.
Do you fall into his brooding eyes sometimes, Drew?
No, I fell into the water when the world was covered.
Water
in
world.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I really spent an inordinate amount of time in Chicago. I had a place in South Loop for quite a while.
A lot of
clients in the area as well. I used to walk across Grant Park every day. That was interesting. So I was really curious, you know, what part of town, you know, they're in. And they're in Irving Park is where they're at, which is north of town. If you keep going past Wrigleyville, that's kind of where you're headed towards for this particular brewery. And, you know, I don't think they've been around too long in Chicago. There's definitely some other breweries I know that have been there for quite some time, like Goose Island. And
Revolution,
has been there for quite some time. So I look forward to going through this flight for sure.
All right, cool.
Tell us.
One thing I got to say, love the can art because it's very simple, right?
Is it can art or graphic design?
I think it's jointery.
Or you just like the primary colors.
Jointery.
Yeah. Yeah, primary colors. That does it for all of us, right? All right. First beer that we are going to talk about is Zia Saison.
All righty.
6%. Their first Saison. Brewed with 100% Pilsner malt, French Strisselspalt, and Hallertau Blanc hops.
I feel like I'm standing in a bucolic field.
By calling it your first Saison, is that like, are you challenging the universe there? Or?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't like that insolent tone.
And they use an expressive Belgian yeast strain. It is a rustic expression of straw and hay, grass, and white grape aromas, while open fermentation nurtures the notes of bubblegum and black pepper.
All the adjectives.
Yes.
I'm French! Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good Saison.
Great mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It's super creamy. It definitely is screaming, hey, you're about to have something that's going to be nice and fresh. And
I feel like I'm walking through a lavender field in an afternoon in Provence.
Is it bucolic?
It is so bucolic.
But is it, though? I feel lots of greens.
Did you really pronounce the Stritzel spot? In Hallertau, you know, correctly? I missed that. Were you reading it?
Of course she did.
Oh, okay.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I wouldn't get those right.
They know how to read.
I thought they were Dutch.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Keep sipping this.
Dutch.
Sipping
a nice sipper.
This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's delicate. It's complex. It's easy.
I like that it's not overdone.
Well, we'll be back with more musings on this Saison in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we're doing a brewery takeover of Dovetail Brewery in Chicago, Illinois. And we started tasting their Saison before
my
the break.
My stepdad's from Paris, no big deal. He taught me how to say croissant.
How do you say flocculation? There you go.
Wow. Score one for Dave today.
Just one.
I know how to flocculate.
Don't get greedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to ask a dumb question here, but I don't normally get bubblegum out of a Saison.
Well, there's like the sugars off this have that same simple sugar component to it, where there is the aroma that they stuff on, you know, and hubba bubba, you know. That's what, I don't think you're getting any of the sugar component. I think you're getting the aroma of hubba bubba.
Okay.
Is what I would. Yeah, I'm serious.
Is that in the BJCP guidelines?
Yeah.
Under aroma?
Absolutely. Hubba bubba.
Not hubba bubba. I think bubblegum's in some of them.
Yeah.
But
juicy fruit.
The thing that I love was the aroma, just was this hay and grass thing right off the get-go. And to me, that just does nothing more than sound the trumpets to say, dude, you're about to enjoy a really good steak.
Have some more of this, please.
Don't you want to, there you go. That's the ultimate compliment.
Don't you want to double dry hop it, though?
No.
Yeah.
I just don't want to screw around with it.
Over breakfast cereal.
You know.
Oh, well, hell.
No, I'm enjoying this, although I don't have a lot of words because it's all, almost like my brain shut off and I'm just sitting here just savoring it. It's delicious. It's cool.
So we were chatting a bit, you know, at the break, and Kendall was saying, you know, that it flows with, you know, DuPont.
Yeah, I think so many saisons are DuPont as an inspiration, whether they make it exactly like DuPont or go their own way, but that's kind of the standard.
Blackberry Farm, you know, classic, you know, is a definitely a full-blown American reference standard. This is just a really, really great saison. The thing I was telling Kendall is those have more of a champagne yeast quality to them, and they're more effervescent, both aromatically as well as the mouthfeel. This is a bit more straightforward. This says farmhouse ale all day long.
I find it's also a little more versatile than those beers from a standpoint of I would eat a lot more things with this than I would with that. I could pair this with other beers or, you know, go into a wine in a wouldn't have to go to champagne. I could go to a white.
Mm-hmm. It's not as dry as I like my saisons. There's a little bit of sweetness on the finish, but I'm digging it.
I don't know why I'm thinking this is a great escargot pairing. This is a Gruyere, you know, cheese. This is
pan sauce.
What is the name of that white French cream sauce that I've made?
Bechamel?
Bechamel, yeah. This is a bechamel and ham, you know, sandwich pairing all day long.
Well, them good old Chicago hot dogs. That's what I'm saying.
The neon green relish on it.
Yeah.
How about some country tomato ham on a biscuit with butter?
I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. I would definitely
Mike's order.
He does have that many fingers. Yeah.
Kendall, you better go with it. This never happens.
Wow. We are going to rate the Saison from Dovetail a 5.
I have no faith.
I did have a second pour. I do really like this.
Admit that.
I just, not good.
And not as dry as you'd like.
And I'll bet we finish all of our samples of that one and then some. Today.
And then some. Yeah.
We'll be fighting over the rest of that 4-pack.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
Really pretty. I mean, yeah.
Pretty?
It's pretty.
Is it pretty?
It's very pretty. All right.
Is it fine?
Fine.
Yes. Is it, bonded?
Bottled and bond?
Is it alchemy?
It's alchemy.
Open-hearted alchemy?
Totally open-hearted alchemy. Yes. Well, all right.
We have to get to, Kendall's favorite style.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go with the Helles Lager. 4.4%. Brewed especially for baseball season. Go Cubs. This Helles is the ultimate easy-to-drink beer. Malty, floral, and refreshing.
Kendall, you've been to a few baseball games this year.
I have.
Anybody serving up a good Helles at their park?
No, I did not have a good Helles at any of the ballparks. Mostly everything was hoppy or just kind of Pilsner focused.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never seen a Helles lager at a ballpark.
Most of the games I went to were at PNC in Pittsburgh. And one of the bars there has like craft beers from Pennsylvania on tap. So going to a ballpark and getting Victory Prima Pils on tap is pretty special.
Yeah.
I wish they would have had a good Helles.
Well, maybe next time they'll import better beers from another state.
I don't know.
No, but this is a fantastic Helles. Excuse you? I love Dovetail and what they're doing. And this beer is everything I want in a Helles. It's just so easy drinking.
Very malty, very malt forward.
Honey.
You definitely get all this floral component. It's just a full on attack. But the sugars off this, it's just not overtly sweet. And I think that is usually what I'm on guard for, you know, with Helles is that they tend to be too sweet. And that is not the case here. This has great balance. It's, it's not overdone. It's right to style. Yeah.
For me, it's like the flavor of honey without the sweetness.
It's like honeysuckle. Go pull the little pistol out, put it on. Yep. It's like, it's not really sweet, but it tastes like honey.
Yeah.
No, they did a good job with this one. I think it's one of their best beers. I've been to Dovetail before, and I've got to enjoy a pint of this in the tap room.
What's their tap room like?
Just kind of, I think it's an old industrial area. Mm-hmm. It's right along the some train tracks. There's the commuter rail goes there all the time. It's on the other side of the block from the Cicerone Org HQ. So.
Right. So Dovetail, it's a pretty nice joint.
Nice joint.
Metro train up to Wisconsin.
It really comes together.
There's also Nashville Hot Chicken place in that neighborhood.
What?
I would not recommend it.
I was about to say, is it actually Nashville Hot Chicken?
I don't recommend Nashville Hot Chicken outside of Nashville.
Nashville with a little in. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Not great.
I do want to make it clear that as much shade as I may be throwing at the marketing, the beer is delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is lovely. This is good baseball beer. It's just good such everyday drinking beer,
That's why I love this style. It's just beer. It's beer flavored beer, and you can put away a few.
Really hard to make a good one?
Like,
are they all too sweet?
Okay. Well, and that's why,
because I don't see enough.
I always see, Hell's Lager, like, they fall into some pitfall, along the way. It's like, they make it too complicated, or they're too sweet, or they infuse, flavor in it. And it's like, it should not have like this huge flavor bomb. It's a beer.
Beer is very simple. That's saying a lot, because to make a simple beer that tastes this good is extremely difficult.
Very much so.
That's why you go to Germany and you study at the Dorman Institute and you learn how to be a
honestly,
there's something to be said for a good German variety of beers, because it's very basic. It's about, and it's about the ingredients that you use, which, yes, a lot of people use local ingredients, but it's that balance between the hops and malt, and this, it's perfect.
I mean, we all know the Germans aren't really known for making good beer, right? I mean, that's established.
True.
So,
okay. Yeah, well, we are going to rate one a 4. The Helles Lager 4.
What the hell is?
Okay.
What the hell is this?
Yeah. Now let's go to the
Vienna. Very well-made beer. That last one. Yep.
We're going where?
Vienna Lager.
We're going to the Vienna. 5.1% ABV, so a little bit higher than the Helles. Copper in color. Beautiful color, by the way.
You know, Austrians are always trying to outdo the
with
Germans.
A warm, malty character, and it's made with 100% Vienna malt and Styrian Golding hops.
Hmm. So I have been making my way through a Czech lager made by a local brewery here on tap at another place. And
that was a lot of helpful information.
Thanks.
It didn't matter where I was drinking it.
No free plugs.
But, the thing is that we've had a lot of it, and it's a really great beer. And the thing that I find myself every time I'm having that, I'm going, how did this not drift into being a full-blown Vienna? And because it's a lot drier than a typical Vienna, has a lot more caramel sugar, I believe, in it. And not only does it alter the general appearance, but the style of sugars are very different, I think, in Vienna versus a Czech pils or Czech lager. This one is not overdone. That's the thing I'm usually on guard for, is how sweet is this, and how much of that burnt sugar thing am I getting? Kendall's nodding his head. Mm. He completely agrees with me, Dave.
He is. Kendall is on team Mike.
Yeah.
100%.
What is that? 20? He took cash today?
Yeah. 20 will do.
Venmo. Wow.
Well, the only other Vienna lager that I've always liked and enjoyed is the one from Devil's Backbone.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That one was not overdone either.
No. And it's hard to not overdo a Vienna lager, because everyone wants to like amp it up.
That was where my
mind
went.
Let's put more flavor in it.
No, don't do that.
No, I know. It doesn't have to be overdone to be good.
And compared to the Devil's Backbone, I would say this one is a little less malty.
Yeah, I would say that. Really? I thought the Devil's Backbone was a very malty Vienna.
Yeah.
I
mean, one of the more balanced ones on the market, but I think that says more about the market.
Yeah, I like this one better.
Yeah.
It's not as sweet.
It's not as punchy,
I wonder if it's a lower ABV than Devil's Backbone. I don't know. Don't remember.
I don't know. I feel like this beer is well executed, but at the same time, I just okay.
You want the sugar.
I almost wonder, like, if it's suffering a little bit from coming right off of that Helles, you know? Because the Helles was, like, about as good as that kind of beer is going to be. And then this one is a good Vienna lager, but do you like Vienna lagers as much as you like Helles lagers?
No.
No.
Yeah. So then now you're
the right. Well,
and that's what I was owning up to, is that I've been drinking that Czech lager and so much of it that my frame of reference is, you know, really aligned towards that taste profile. And those, it is so good.
Those light Czech lagers are, when they're made well.
Yeah. I don't mind telling you who that Czech lager is from, because if you're in Nashville, go to Barrique. Joel and the Clean Line crew have really made that is a very good Czech lager.
They don't stink.
So my frame of reference was, is this going to be, you know, as good or better, you know, than that?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I like the Czech lager better.
But I don't think, but see, that's well, the thing. Good thing like, it's a Vienna. That's more of a style to style comparison.
I know.
Instead of a beer to beer.
I know. And I'm saying, I'm owning up to being guilty of not comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah.
That's all. So,
well, keep your apples with your apples. Oh, yeah. Mike admitted wrong. Hey, I think it's story time, y'all.
Well, we have to rate this.
Can we rate this?
No.
Okay,
yeah.
We are going to rate the Vienna Lager from Dovetail a 3.
Oh. I thought it was a 3.5. That's okay. Just me.
But now it's story
time. Oh, now that you say it's story time, it's story time.
Hey, we always have something interesting to talk about here on Sip Suds and Smokes. And I have this interesting news story from NPR News. It was written by Dustin Jones. So I would invite you to go and grab maybe half a glass of beer to enjoy this story. It's a little bit long. And more importantly, I want you to listen all the way through this, because it is with a sensitive subject, and I don't want you to make you think that we're not sensitive to some of the aspects of the story. But if you hang in there, you'll kind of scratch your head and you'll go, oh, I know why they picked this one. So the title of this is Long Overlooked Oregon Swastika Mountain May Have a New Name Soon. So Mount Swastika is located in a remote part of of the Umpqua National Forest outside Eugene, Oregon, named after a local cattle ranch in the early 1900s. The mountain is not well known in the state until recently.
What do you think that cattle ranch's brand looked like?
Well, that's part of the story here. The mountain will likely be renamed Mount Hollow or Halo after a local tribal leader. So, yes, Dave, we'll get to your comment. Swastika Mountain is in Oregon's Umpqua National Forest, in the process of being renamed after bearing the moniker for over a century due to its remote location. The mountain and the mountain and its name have largely gone unnoticed until now. Joyce McLean first heard of Swastika Mountain after reading about two hikers who were rescued from the peak in January. The 81-year-old couldn't believe that the mountain could still bear that name in 2022. Wow. So she decided to do something about it. Wow.
What was her name again?
Joyce McLean. I'm sorry. Huh.
How could someone have that name in 2022?
Yeah. People need to come forward and take action. Well, I see something right inside. It needs to be changed, because one person can make a difference and shows how to McLean says they be. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to channel an 81-year-old woman.
In Oregon.
Pissed off with the word swastika.
I think you're doing pretty good.
She reached out to the Oregon Historical Society and the Oregon Geographic Names Board, filling out the paperwork to propose a name change. Carrie Tumchuk, Executive Secretary of the Historical Society. Boy, you got that job by how? Said McLean is the first person, the most expendable crew member, right? Who would like to do this?
One of the red shirts from Star Trek.
Wow. Yeah. Did I put my hand up? No, but you're it. So, it is not very well known mountain, and frankly, I don't know that there was one, Tumchuk told NPR. It is a national forest, not accessible to many people like Mount Hood or Mount St. Helens. It's not very well known throughout the state, and the vast majority of the people likely will never knew that it was there to begin with. So
not a lot of geography.